46, Bill Link and Elmo Singer. Yeah, same thing. We don't have a septic, do we? Yeah.
Septic on that one either? No, we didn't.
I don't think we did.
They said not, yeah.
Yeah, this was the one where Mr. Murray was, came in last, late in the process. Yeah, I have no septic feasibility yet received.
Mr. Chairman, I move to defer subdivision 2004-46, Bill Link and Elmo Singer, until septic feasibility is received.
Second.
How about the subdivision 2005-46?
That's right.
Would that be okay?
That's like you said, four.
Four.
I think you meant five.
I'm a year behind.
Excuse me.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-46, Bill Link and Elmo Singer, until such time as the septic feasibility has been received. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is subdivision 2005-47, Daryl Hudson.
I believe we have the same issue.
Yeah, variance, too.
Yeah, and a variance.
There's septic, and we're going to need a variance from the Board of Adjustment. So will we require the Board of Adjustment to react to it first before we approve it, or?
You could, actually.
Or do we approve it subject to?
If you're going to conceptually approve it. He's got 11.3 acres total. You're talking about a lot less than an acre and retaining 10. I think it's probably the shape of the lot. It's probably designed for that piece that extends off to the back to be the septic, so it's probably been submitted. I just don't know that it has.
So would you say that we could, or the commission could approve it conceptually?
Could conceptually approve it subject to the board giving consideration of the width.
To the Board of Adjustment?
Yeah.
But you still don't have your septic feasibility.
But you still can require it.
I think that would be conceptual pending the board and the septic.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Sure.
So at least they're somewhat moving
the
forward.
The entrance isn't an issue other than it's just the width. The ordinance requires that width is established at the setback. Setback in this case, because its interior is 30 feet, and he's showing 30 foot, but he's only showing us 85 foot, and he's required to have 100.
And he can't just move the setback to 40 feet or 50 feet so that he has...
It's been done on a couple RPCs, but that's because there are RPCs, you could be flexible. For, you know, standard subdivision, typically we haven't.
So the variance...
He can't make the cul-de-sac bigger. If he made the cul-de-sac bigger, make it work. But he can't because it's off his property. If he was creating it, he could probably make it work by making the cul-de-sac bigger.
Yeah, on the other lot.
Yeah.
The applicants.
He's basically split his width at equal 85-85.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure I could probably, it'd take me weeks to try to find a couple that maybe the commission did approve it that way years ago, but nothing recent.
Yeah, and that's the thing. My recollection is it's always been on RPCs, which gives
RPCs have been. We've had some RPCs that might have been 20 on a straight line and might have been 35 on the cul-de-sac on the curve of the corner.
I don't think the commission
wanted to do.
Should get into granted variances like that, you know, on a standard subdivision. That opens a door that I don't think we want to open.
But we could conceptually approve it with the understanding that pending the septic feasibility study and approval by the Board of Adjustment.
Right.
Well, basically, it would design the lot for septic. It would come in with an actual permit.
Can you table it without voting on it?
You could do that, too.
Rather than give them a conceptual approval, because I think the Board of Adjustments needs to be as uninfluenced by, you know.
We've had that situation in the past, but it's putting the, do you put the cart before the horse?
Yeah.
That's a problem we've had before. You're basically looking at it conceptually because you need the variance in the width.
So that would,
if we sent him a letter saying the commission approved it subject to the board, I don't know what the board will do.
Right. You can't just approve it. And if you table it, you end up with the board potentially having an issue that's not an issue. You know, there's not been anything done by the commission.
Oh. Okay, so we need to do. Okay.
We need to do a conceptual approval.
There you go. The applicant said he was trying to do something for his daughter, and I guess
yeah, we're trying. Trying to hurt him.
I agree. Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2005-47, application of Daryl Hudson, I move that we grant conceptual preliminary approval of the subdivision request. Subject to receipt of a septic feasibility study and the Board of Adjustment approval for the variance in the property width.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005. I'm sorry, to approve as a concept. To approve as a concept subdivision 2005-47, Daryl Hudson, with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is subdivision 2005-48, Zor Estates LLC.